why SEPA? Why? What is your argument against divestiture?
There's a lot going on behind the scenes that's very complicated and never really gets talked about out in public mostly. Most people just look at their 6.8 cent power that they've had for over 15 years. That's a reason in and itself. You know, SEPA provides very stable power rates, which is good for economic development. It allows businesses to appropriately plan their future. And also, we do have almost the lowest power rates in the whole state right here. And certainly SEPA has been a part of that. Funding going ahead is going to be very difficult. And as I'm sure you heard Senator Stedman state here at a recent chamber meeting, that you know, we stand a lot better chance of getting funding for these projects if we band together as a unified region rather than trying to go it alone. So I think there's big benefits there. Certainly pays dividends for the ratepayers. That's monies that they wouldn't have to pay in debt service. So there's a whole host of reasons for why SEPA was created. Another big thing is SEPA was created to remove risk from the member utilities. We take on an enormous amount of risk on behalf of the utilities and the local communities. And that protects them, and it also allows them to, rather than having that additional debt, to pursue other initiatives within the community that benefits the whole community. So it's a big part of the puzzle.
One thing that members of the media have had concerns about is the Open Meetings Act. You guys have to follow what's in your bylaws, but not the open records part. Can you explain the difference and why one and not the other?
The Open Meetings Act is just a good policy. We want community engagement in what we do. I think you'll find over the time that I've been CEO that we have opened up a lot of our documents. A lot of our foundational documents are now posted on our website. Our board packets are available that have all of our financials included in the board packets. So I think as far as transparency, we're doing a good job of that. Certainly, some of the endeavors that we do have some confidentiality type aspects to them as we're exploring new hydro resources and working with entities for that type of stuff. So I think that we're giving the public a fair and honest bit of information about our organization and how we're conducting our business.
What's the justification for not giving the recording of what had been a public meeting that was open to everybody?
We don't release our recordings. We take our minutes and off the recording when we do it, and we take those minutes to the board for approval, and they approve the board meetings, and then that meeting's erased, and the next one is done. That's just the way we've done it, and that's the way we'll continue to do it. And people are more than welcome to attend our meetings. You're more than welcome to bring your own recorder and record your whatever you want at our meetings. We don't stop people from doing that.
You're trying to be more open and let people know what's going on, but you are representing three communities where travel is difficult. So that makes it very challenging. But if you had the recordings available, then the public would be able to hear what happens at a meeting, and that would further your aim of community involvement.
I don't disagree with that, but one thing that I've experienced with the media here is they tend to take little snippets and sound bites and they take it out of context. And that's been a real problem. I spend a lot of time trying to controvert misinformation being fed by the media out in the public. We've contacted various offices over the time that I've been here where there's been unfactual information released and not vetted by the media prior to its release. And once that stuff goes out there, then it makes it very difficult to correct misinformation. Frankly, we have a small staff and we're very busy working on initiatives for the benefit of Ketchikan, and I'd prefer to spend my time doing that than trying to controvert misinformation being generated by the media. So, long answer to a short question. But
this is where I ask you if you want to add anything.
You know, SEPA's here doing projects that primarily benefit Ketchikan. And, you know, we've been able to hold the power rate steady for over 15 years. And SEPA staff is working hard to be able to continue with that and to develop new hydro resources to meet the needs of Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell. And I think at the end of the day, I think that's what everybody wants.